I'm Mike.
And I'm Alex.
And this is The College Investor.
We're two college students in accounting and finance who want to break down the stigma about personal finance and college students.
We've met countless people in college who are business majors who don't have the first clue about managing their finances and investing in the stock market. And with this podcast, we aim to change that.
Through this podcast, we'd like to tell you some strategies you can use as a college student to be financially independent once you graduate and not have to learn all of this the hard way.
We'll have some podcasts about some horror stories, some strategies to use, and pretty much anything that has to do with investing in your future self. So upon graduation, you have a framework to use to be financially successful and not burdened by having the knowledge you should have learned in college.
And if you have learned it, you should still listen, because maybe you'll learn something new or find a new perspective.
And if you don't want to listen, go f*** yourself.
Well, maybe don't do that, but here's a preview of our first episode on what the f*** the stock market even is.
Another good story from that one is there was a sailor who came into port and went to eat at a restaurant, and he was walking through the restaurant and looking for an onion, and he grabbed what he thought was an onion off the counter, but it was actually a really rare tulip bulb, and he took it and ate the bulb. And the owner found out that he ate it, and it was actually a bulb that was worth like $10,000 in today's dollars or something like that. And the owner had the sailor in prison for like 8 months or something, like 8 to 10 months or something like that, just because he ate some flower bulb.
The first $10,000 flower bulb.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Here's our first tip.
Let's talk about the happy hour you attend every week, Mike.
Toro Loco and Rex, baby.
Have you ever thought about how much that might cost you?
Yeah, you ever think about how much that cup of coffee costs you every morning, asshole?
That's fair.
Honestly, every week I'd say $15 every week for a couple of beers and margs and food.
All right, now think about this. So at $15 a week for some beer, maybe margaritas and some food, and let's say you're at school for, what, maybe 32 weeks a year?
Yeah, I'd say on average, right? 16-week semester, so yeah, 32 weeks a year.
All right, so $15 times 32 weeks is $480. So about $500 a year you're spending on beer, pretty much.
Yeah, you gotta get your margs, man. Expensive margs.
And that's just strictly drinking and food for maybe 1 or 2 days a week. Think about all the other things you spend money on during the week.
All right, true. Okay, so say this were a year ago today and someone gave you $500, what would you buy, Lopes?
I guess I'd have to buy some beer.
Good answer, my man. So if you even took half that amount, so you took $250 because the other $250 is obviously reserved for beer, margs, and food. So if you took the other $250 and invested in Shopify stock.
And Shopify, if you don't know, provides payment services for websites.
So, thank you, Lopes. On September 29th, 2016, it was worth $42.96 a share. As of today, September 29th, 2017, it stands at $116.71 a share.
And I'm still bullish on it.
Okay, ease up, chief. So that is a 171.6% increase in the last year, which would have turned your $250 into $677.50.
So you still want to go out every week?
That is the aim of this podcast. By saving that money and investing it and doing nothing for an entire year, you could have made $427.50.
I never would have thought drinking beer could make me lose $400 a year.
And it's making you fat, Lopes. So thank you for listening, and we hope you tune into our first episode. If not, good riddance.
Subscribe to our podcast and make sure to follow us on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, or really wherever you get your podcasts.
And you can find me on Twitter at MJ Salomini.
We're two idiots, not two financial advisors. If you want real advice, consult a real registered financial advisor.
Everything we say references our own opinion and should not be taken as financial advice. So don't sue us when you lose it all. Not our problem.
We're the College Investors. We'll see you next week.
Good.
All right, let's see if
God, it's fuck, loud enough. This thing fucking makes noises too.
You just gotta stop moving, man. I haven't moved this whole time.